And it says recording in your guys' corner there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Political Impact. My name is Kelsey Hickman.
And I'm Rishi Gandhi.
And we have a very exciting interview for you guys today. We're interviewing the execs from Will Laurier. Will Laurier is a club at Laurier focusing on women in leadership and women empowerment. Today, we have Cassidy and Priyanka. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. Thank you guys so much for sitting down to chat with us. So let's start by introducing you guys. So who you are and what you're studying.
Yeah, sure. I can kind of get started. My name is Priyanka. I'm the co-president at Will. I'm in third year and I'm in the business program here at Laurier.
I'm Cassidy. So I'm the other half of the co-presidency with Pri. I'm in my fourth year studying business and computer science, both at Laurier.
Wow, awesome.
Really fancy. Wow, like it's honestly amazing. Trust me, I know so many people who have a hard time in university themselves. You guys are like presidents and you guys are running clubs and you're in really hard program. Like it's honestly amazing.
Thank you.
Sounds super busy. So just for the audience, what is Will Laurier and when was the club started and how?
Yeah, so I can kind of start us off with this question. In terms of when it would started, I would say it's pretty fairly recent. I would say probably in the last 5-10 years, at least since I've started university, it's definitely been pretty established. In terms of what we do, like you said, like we are a club that is underneath the Lazaridis Student Society. So we're on the business umbrella. But what we mainly like to do is like promote events that can allow students to feel empowered, especially female students. So we like to create events in which the students themselves may not necessarily be exposed, or it's a very male dominated industry. So we have events like that, that allow, you know, students who can network with actually female successful working professionals and try to break that glass ceiling when we do events like that.
Definitely, that's amazing. Moving on to the next question. What's the club's main goal, like their mission for women in empowerment? Like what steps do you guys take to achieve it?
Yeah, absolutely. I can take this one. Basically, our main goal is just to provide students at Laurier, and specifically women, kind of a space and environment just to open up and feel comfortable with networking with women and finding out more about different industries and different positions available for them. It's also just like Cassidy said about breaking the glass ceiling and really putting that out there and allowing women to believe more in themselves and believe what they're capable of. We live in such a world where, you know, unfortunately, men have kind of taken over a lot of the high up positions. And so we're kind of here just to let people know that, you know, no, like women can do the exact same thing and we can move forward and take the same steps in order to kind of break that. So, yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. That's a great goal. And just a little side question. Is this definitely for the listeners, but is this just for women in the business society or is it just for all women in just Laurier?
It's all, yeah, we kind of extend our reach. I think this year specifically, one of our goals that we did was try to expand the reach. So we partner with, you know, the Law Society underneath, I guess, the political science umbrella. So different things. So we don't necessarily like to focus just on business because again, at the end of the day, students have various kind of interests. And so expanding and kind of creating events, creating mentorship programs that go beyond just the business realm is always the best thing because you expand their knowledge as well.
Also, and definitely you guys, you know, women in leadership and women empowerment, the lack of women in leadership is not just in business alone. So your mission definitely is overarching for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. How did you guys first get involved in your club? Like, I know now you have executive positions of co-presidents, but how did you first find out about Will Laurier and what got you started?
Yeah, so I can take this one. I'll speak for Cass and I since we started on the club at the same time.
Awesome.
Both of us started back in 2019. So I was in my first year, Cassidy was in her second year. We kind of just found out about it through, you know, our Lazaridis, you know, society, as well as just through social media and things like that. They also had an open info night that we kind of went to and, you know, we spoke to the VPs and executives there to find out more about the club and we kind of just handed in our applications. So both of us started off as directors. Cassidy started off as the director of events and I started off as the director of internal. And then last year we both were the co-VPs of events. So we were managing that all throughout COVID. And then both of us now are co-presidents. So we both have been on the club for about 3 years and just kind of, you know, moved our way up. But yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, even to kind of add on there, I think for both of us, again, speaking for the both of us in this sense, I think with Will, like we found a place that we can finally feel like, you know, you go to university, so a lot of the times you're trying to figure out where you fit in, that sort of thing. And it's like a big, you know, there's so many people around you. And at least for me, like first year was very tough. But then as soon as I found this club, like I found like a place where I can have, you know, have like-minded conversations with people that believed in the same things that I did, but then also we're all passionate about working towards a common goal. So I think for the both of us, like it was like a safe space for us as in our first and our second years, for sure.
Definitely. It's amazing getting that purpose as just being in university is tough enough. Finding people with the same purpose is amazing. And what these issues, I definitely agree. Like these are really understated issues in society. Like me being a guy, I wouldn't know. Don't get me wrong here. Like I definitely support the cause, but like I genuinely didn't know like half of these issues did exist before. And it's also amazing how much these clubs can do for students, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So moving on to the next question, what does being an exec in Will Laurier basically mean to you? And what are some objectives that you guys are trying to accomplish this year?
So maybe I'll take the first part and then brief you when I answer the kind of the objectives aspect. But in terms of executives, so the two of us kind of serve a different role. We've done different roles throughout the semester or throughout the years. But kind of at Coast Presidency, we're kind of looking at the big picture of the club. So looking at what our long-term goals are going to be in terms of, you know, what we want for the students to give to them. But at that same time, how are we going to make this enjoyable for the execs that are under us? So like our VP of Digital or our VP of Corporate, all the different departments that we do have, it's really important for us to foster a positive and encouraging and supportive environment, because if that's what we're trying to provide to students, we also have to do the same internally within our team. So I think being on part of Will, like I said before, is really like a family to all of us. Like, we all do things together. We all hang out besides, you know, the club stuff that we do, but we all enjoy our time together. And we all kind of look at Will stuff anytime we have to do anything as a break to schoolwork. So it's always a good thing if you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're switching gears and you're like, hey, let me do some quick Will things, because it gets you happy. It gets you kind of in the mood to do things that are, you know, things that you actually want to do. So in terms of like what Will means to everyone, is just a good sense of family and a good sense of community, but then also support network of really strong and strong, empowering and female individuals that can always have your back.
Yeah. And so I'll take the objectives part of it, I guess. But basically, I mean, the year is ending, so we did have a few goals that we wanted to accomplish this year. One of them, one really big one, was EDI. So, you know, just more incorporating those kind of things, whether it's pronouns, whether it's, you know, stating what kind of land we're on, like the Aboriginal statement and things like that. So that was a really big thing. And we also have an EDI council that each representative in a club is part of under LASSOC. So that was one really big thing. Another thing was we just wanted to kind of reach out to more students aside from just the business students. And we did accomplish that through our events and just through social media. But yeah, those were our two really main big goals. And then the rest was kind of just the regular of, you know, reaching out to as many students as we can, making sure they enjoy our events and making sure they want to come back. And yeah, but Cass, was there anything else?
No, I think you pretty much hit the main stuff. I think at the end of the day, as an organization, we've really established ourselves and it's only the way to grow. So continually expanding, working on our EDI goals. And yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
And you guys definitely have expanded, because as a non-business student, I did hear of you guys through the Law Society, and that's how I kind of started following, and I got more engaged with your platform and your content. So definitely achieved that on an anecdotal level. Yeah, no, for sure. But a little bit of moving towards what this podcast is about. Yeah. So initially this podcast was started to engage students to be more politically active. Politics can be a range of different things, but it's more just being active in your community and finding issues that you're passionate about. And we want to know for you guys, we ask all our guests this, but what does being politically active mean to you in terms of Will Laurier?
I guess I can, Cass, do you want to take it or do you want
to? It's up. Do you want to start and I can add on?
Yeah, sure. I think for us being politically active, one thing is definitely like us being aware about the issues surrounding us, whether it's in the Laurier community, whether it's in our country, whether it's just like generally kind of thing, specifically regarding gender equality, of course, because we are a women empowerment club. So we do like to focus, of course, on the corporate issues, the corporate ladder, and how women kind of fit in there. So for us, that's kind of what it is, just being really aware and putting action towards kind of improving that. Yeah, we may just be a club. Yeah, we may just be one or two people, but the best thing is to educate others on it, understand other perspectives, and kind of do what you can to break break those, what is it called? I guess just break barriers. Yeah, barriers, yeah. Stigmas. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think even that, like, we make a point always in every event that we do have, asking the speakers regarding, like, diversity is always a big topic that we have in every single event that we do, asking them what challenges that they face so that, you know, as students entering the workforce, they're well aware of any obstacles, any challenges that they face because of, you know, their gender or their race. So we like to make a big point of doing that every event that we do, just because you never know who's listening and then, but whoever would kind of find that take and take that advice. But kind of in addition to what Priyanka was saying is that even just creating a network. So when we have our events like this, allowing students to have some kind of support, I think is a big key thing. If they're going to enter a specific field, they have someone that they can back on if something happens, you know, they face a challenge or an obstacle. But I think also on the Will side, or a little bit more on our internal side, we do like to do philanthropic events that we usually do as a club. So each year we have a separate initiative, I think, that kind of showcases the foundation that we are, but then also who we represent as a club for sure.
Yeah, and it's great that you point out the intersectionality of gender equality too. Like, just, it's not just women alone, it's women in business, right? And finding those different characteristics or traits that make up individuals and finding like-minded people like that to fight for that specific equality. So important.
I definitely agree. Especially, like, I love this club. I love the mission. It's because, like, see, speaking from, like, I guess so you can say a guy's opinion, these issues, like, not even that they're unheard, I guess, like, a part of me, like, as much as I'd hate to admit this, but it's like I kind of been a little oblivious to the fact that these issues do exist, but it's like, it's not me, right? It's like, I don't need to worry. And it's like, it's the wrong stance, it's the wrong approach. Like, don't get me wrong, yes, people should mind their own businesses and all, but like,
I do think it's a human approach, though, Roshi. I think it's a human approach.
Yeah.
To care mainly about what affects you, yeah, right? And sure, you got to find almost political empathy to engage with other issues and have compassion for other issues that may not necessarily impact your day-to-day.
Yeah.
Definitely. But that's why, like, you guys have really expanded my personal view. And that leads me to my next question, as why do you think it's important that students are a part of the conversation with local and national government when it comes to, like, things like gender inequality?
I think in terms of, maybe I'll start this one off for you, but I think in terms of students, it's a lot. Like, I feel like even sometimes I felt that, like, you know, you don't really think you're making a difference, let's say, or you're different, or the things that you're doing and the actions that you're taking are very minimal. But I think at the end of the day, I think when you are learning about it, so whether that's, you know, from the point of view of Will, like whether you join our mentorship program or whether you come to the events, you slowly begin to broaden your knowledge or broaden your, you know, your information or your scope of things that you're getting from the world and, you know, expanding what you see in your perspective on life. Because at the end of the day, like if you kind of only focus again on what you're doing and what's going on in your life, you kind of put blinders on, but not intentionally, of course, you just don't necessarily pay attention to it. But in the sense of like, taking part and taking action, I think when you realize that your voice actually does matter, or whether or not, you know, even as small as you kind of breaking into an industry that is usually male dominated, if for some reason some other little girl looks at you and kind of sees, okay, you know, they did it too, you've already inspired one person. I think that's something that I really spoke to one of our events that we did last year, where I saw someone who was an industry I wanted to enter to, and I just thought it was not possible, but kind of seeing and believing that it is possible when it's in itself, you have some sort of impact. So even though that the impact that you might feel is very small scale, there's still a way that you can impact someone else's life, even if it's just one person versus like 100 people, let's say.
Absolutely. And I know that there's like a common saying for, I believe it's specified for BIPOC individuals representation, but it's, I cannot be what I cannot see. And it's about visual representation and representation in different avenues and entities so that people can identify themselves with that life or that career or what have you. So that's super important, is the representation you guys are founding for this university for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys if you could define for our listeners what you mean by glass ceiling. We kept touching on it a little bit, and I know what it is, but maybe we can enlighten a little bit on what you guys think glass ceiling is and how you interpret it.
Yeah, glass ceiling to me, I guess, is kind of, you know, that invisible ceiling that exists specifically in the corporate hierarchy, where it's kind of an unbreakable kind of boundary between where you are right now and where you want to be. I think specifically in terms of gender inequality and just women in general, they find it very difficult to kind of move up in positions in their jobs and what they're trying to accomplish versus where they are right now. And that is due to a variety of factors, including, you know, men or just people in general, society not thinking they're capable enough, or thinking that due to various other factors in their life, such as family or kids or whatever it is, they will not be able to move up. And so that's kind of what the glass ceiling is to me. Cass, I don't know if there's anything you want to add.
No, I think you pretty much hit it on. I think actually, this is funny. I just learned about this a little bit in school in terms of like idea of the old boys club or the old men's club, where, you know, certain industries. And I think I just think of one in particular that we did 2 years ago. We had a woman in finance event that we ran, and it was just very enlightening and inspiring to see all the successful females within the finance industry, specifically within investment banking, just because it's not something that is commonly heard of. But just them speaking up about, you know, sometimes it's very hard to bond with those male, with the male employees that you may have within your office or in your workspace. And it kind of goes back to the idea that Pri was saying, was that the idea of the glass ceiling sometimes is, you know, it's obviously invisible. It's not really there, but it is still there in the sense that, you know, whether it's mentally or whether it's socially, kind of being accepted to move up into that corporate ladder is sometimes something that, you know, women specifically in business sometimes usually face. But yeah, I think you pretty much hit most of the points for sure.
If you guys don't mind my asking, I have one question based on this is, as your club, are you guys trying to, I guess, I'm trying to word this so like, okay. Are you guys trying to basically like teach women how the corporate world works so they're prepared for it? Or are you trying to, I guess, kind of bring down the corporate world to restructure a better one?
I think it's more about the second one. I see kind of the difference in what you're saying. In a way, when we try to do events that we do host, like, yes, we do make it in the sense to talk about the barriers that they do host, but we don't want to make it so that students are scared to now, you know, approach or like have some kind of hesitation. What we instead want to do is that show them that, you know, this is what someone's went through, but this doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go through the same thing. But if so, that does happen, you have resources that you have, you are able to come out stronger. You're going to be like, you're going to be okay. That's kind of more what we like to do in terms of enlightening students, if that's kind of the, I guess that's what you're kind of asking. But also in the sense that, like, you know, as someone who didn't really come from a business background before coming to university, the corporate world seems really scary up until you're actually in it. But once you have a network of resources, once you have understanding of how it actually looks like, and, you know, it kind of puts it in a different perspective and kind of takes away the daunting aspect of it for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And that leads me to my next question. So what are your thoughts about students and especially women who believe that they're too small to make a difference in this whole fight against gender inequality and leadership?
That's a good question. I guess, you know what? I think it all comes down to kind of confidence. And it comes down to where people think they place in society. So a lot of people, I know myself included, sometimes think that we aren't capable, or we don't fit in the way that we should, or we're never going to get to where we want to be, especially in the world that we live in. And especially, like, all of us think the same thing, like, we're just one person, what are we really going to be able to do? But I think slowly, especially through this club, I've learned that, like, there's so much influence you can have on other people, and there's so much you can educate them on, even if it is just one person. And that's not just me, like, that is absolutely anybody who can do that. And so what we always kind of come back to the fact, especially in our events, especially just through talking to people, that, like, you may be just one person, but you are capable of so much more than what people make you out to be. And especially in, like, gender inequality, like, apply to the positions you want to apply to, like, make a difference, go, like, take the initiative to show, like, what you can really do in your job, in school, in whatever role you're kind of taking on. Because you, like, you can do that. You are enough. You, like, don't let your gender, don't let your race, don't let anything define you beyond, like, what you can actually do. And I think that's just really, really important to kind of let people know.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you did mention, like, having that influence. And I wanted to know, like, if you guys had any strong female role models that may have influenced you at Laurier, and if you could explain why they inspire you.
For me, at least, I think it's just our club in general. I think every woman on the club every day inspires me to do better, to be a better person, to, like, you know, do all that I can, whether it's in for myself or for the club or whatever it is. We are a group of like-minded individuals. We all think the same way. We all like the same things. And we all strive to, you know, meet the same goals. And I think that is something that really pushes me forward and motivates me every day. And aside from that, I generally just like the TAs that I've had, especially in first year for some of my classes. They were really inspiring, and just the work that they did and the roles that they took part in the Laurier community. So for me, that those are kind of my two main Laurier mentors.
Yeah, and I think I can speak a little bit more to it too, like definitely our team in itself, like pre-mentioned, but specifically to me, I think when I first started on the team, or even when I was interviewing for the process, I didn't actually, you know, I didn't have a lot of faith in my ability to make it onto the team starting off, but what again kind of goes back down into representation and seeing it for myself. So my VP at the time, who is also a person of color, but she was someone who, like, immediately when I saw her, it kind of was like seeing is believing in a way, where I had a little bit more confidence in myself, because, you know, you're still new. You're still new to university in general. You don't really know how the world kind of works in the club atmosphere. Yeah. But having someone that I can lean on in terms of asking the questions that I think might be silly to ask, or asking just for advice, going through navigating things just beyond Will, I think was a big part of it. So asking her questions about how she navigated, let's say, double degree, or how she navigated certain courses and stuff, that was a very big pivotal thing, I think, that changed my experience from a first year experience to when I really started, you know, enjoying university in second year. So mm-hmm. I think she's a big one. And then in terms of, like, I would say even TAs, like Priyanka mentioned, I think we're a big part, just because they're people who really want to see you succeed. And so when you have that additional belief into, you know, when you're in university, your support system's a little bit, in a way it's gone, because, you know, you don't have your high school friends with you anymore, but having some sort of support system where someone really believes that you can do it, but then also supports you when you have questions, or when you're, you know, on the floor crying, whatever the case may be, like, having that support system kept me going and kept me motivated. So I would say, in terms of that, like, a specific TA that I had, but then also my VP at the time when I was first on the club, for sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely amazing. Because, yeah, that's the one thing. Me being in first year, I can say that there's a lot of inspiration just throughout the university, whether it's different club execs or one of my favorite profs, Ken Jackson for economics. Like, everyone just so supportive. Like, I love the environment here. That's definitely one thing. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask that, like, do you have any, like, I guess, some books or blogs or podcasts that, like, you listen to get educated on some ongoing gender inequality issues that you might not have known about or stuff?
Yeah, I guess I can take this one. I'm not a huge I don't listen to podcasts every single day, but I do like to kind of just pick and choose based on what the episode is. So there are some I listen to. I don't have the names off the top of my head, but they're kind of just women empowerment ones, more so, from different influencers or YouTubers or whoever it is. I'm a really big reader, so I do like to read a lot of, like, self-help books, quote unquote, I guess you can call them, confidence books, empowerment books, things like that. So that's one thing I do. Aside from that, I kind of just read the news. So if there's anything in the news that kind of comes up about gender inequality, I'm really interested in those issues. But that's kind of just the way I balance out my education on this topic.
Do you have a specific book that maybe comes to mind, or that was your favorite?
You know what? There is the one about, what's it called? You Are a Badass. That one's good. Another one is, oh my God, if I remember the name, give me a sec. You know what? I can't remember the name. Oh, you know what? Actually, Women Don't Owe You Pretty. That's a good one as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are good. Aside from that, I've read a whole other bunch, but I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Cass, anything from your end?
No, but it's funny that you mentioned that book, because I'm actually reading that book right now. So you said it and I was like, wait, I'm literally have it right in my bag right now.
That is fun.
In terms of, yeah, so I'm similar to Pri, like, I read a lot of the news more so, but in books, like, I'm starting this year specifically was like a big reading or getting into reading year. So I'm reading this Brené Brown book at the moment, Dare to Lead. So yes. I am just kind of getting into, I would say, the reading aspect of it. But in terms of the news and staying up to date, it's a little bit more on the news, and then some podcasts here and there if I get kind of recommended from people that I know of. That's kind of where that comes from.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, Brené Brown, she has the TED Talk on women empowerment. She also has a Netflix special, I believe. So if you're not so keen on reading her stuff, I really recommend watching it. Like, she's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, plug your club. What do you guys have planned for this year? I mean, you guys, it's April, but are there any final events maybe in the next week? If not, where can we find you for next year or in this next week?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find us on Instagram at Will Laurier. So that's W-I-L Laurier. You can also find us on LinkedIn and we also have a website as well. If you just search up, www.willlaurier.ca. We're also there. I just had to remember that for a sec. But as for the end of this year, it is April, so all our events are done, but we are starting to hire. So we just finished our president's hiring. We're going to be doing our VP hiring for next year. And then in September, we will be doing director hiring. But the summer will kind of consist of next year's team planning all the events for next year. So definitely look on our social medias for that, because everything kind of gets posted there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, and I have to ask, meeting a guy, is it just like, is it just girls or is it like guys too?
No, it's everyone. Anyone can apply. Our club is open to anyone. We don't have, of course, any preference. Everyone's open to apply as long as you're qualified and a Laurier student. And then our events are open to everyone as well. We have lots of males come and attend our events and network and do all that. So yeah.
Awesome.
For sure.
And are there any final takeaways to Laurier students to get involved and to join Will Laurier?
I mean, I think, do you want me to take this one for you?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. It's a big question. But in terms of takeaways, I think get involved as much as possible. I know as cliche and as many times you're probably going to hear it in university. I think I'm not kidding for the both of us when we say Will has definitely been one of the highlights of university experience. And like, because both of us, this is our last year on the club, like taking all the experience that you have, not only the events that you do host, but the impact that you do make in some sort of capacity, I think makes really much of a big difference and will add to your university experience in general. And you'll get to make a lot of new friends at the same time, but then also join a club that you truly kind of stand with and feel that you can actually make a difference too, for sure.
Yeah, finding your people, it's so important. Well, we want to thank you guys again for joining us today. This has been such a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. And I really hope that listeners hear this podcast and they, you know, take away Will Laurier and they can check you guys out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely will. I learned a lot today. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Reminder that The Political Impact airs Mondays at 4 p.m. on Radio Laurier. My name's Kelsey Hickman.
I'm Rishi Gandhi.
And your voice matters.